Matt Greenwood with you for J98 at the Central Christmas Tournament. Game two of our coverage just concluding. DeSoto all over Crystal City, 92-50, as you heard Greg Armbruster on the call for that one. I am back in the pilot seat for North County and South Iron, a 5-v-12 matchup. The North County Raiders, just three games in a month and a half. I know it sounds strange, but that is what they've dealt with. They've had a few cancellations with the icy weather a couple of weekends ago. So only three games for the Raiders. They're 1-2 in those. The South Iron Panthers come into this one 4-4, eight games under their belt. A lot more than North County. So we'll see how what that even means for this type of game as North County Raiders get set to officially host the South Iron Panthers, considering the Raiders are the home team. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will talk to Coach Jim Palmer of the North County Raiders. He's celebrating life. He welcomed in a new baby girl. His team is loaded. And they're about to play in the Central Christmas Tournament. Things do not get much better than this. We'll take a quick pause on J98. When we come back, we will hear from Coach Jim Palmer of the North County Raiders.
Hi, neighbor. Brr. Well, it looks like winter's here.
Come back. Yep, you have your house ready for the snowflakes that are getting ready to fall? You know, weather stripping around your windows and doors? Add heat tapes to your pipes?
No, but I sure need to.
Well, you better hurry on over to Potosi Lumber for all your winterizing products. They carry everything you need, from snow shovels to generators and everything in between.
There is still time to prepare for harsh winter weather at Potosi Lumber, Highway 21, Potosi.
Welcome back into the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show. I am Matt Greenwood, joined by North County head coach Jim Palmer. And coach, you got a pretty tough matchup, even though it's a 5-12. South Iron can run those boys out there.
Oh, absolutely. They're a well-coached team. They play extremely hard, really similar to Arcadia Valley in a sense that they play scrappy, for four quarters of the basketball game. So we got to come out, we got to execute. We got to take care of the basketball, and we got to match their intensity, and hopefully things go our way.
Now the Mays brothers, Tim and Jake, they've obviously been playing basketball together for a while, so they've got sort of a rhythm going. How do you break that rhythm?
Well, I don't know names specifically. Are those their guards, the Mays brothers?
Yes.
Okay. So I know they have their guards can really shoot the basketball as long as if they're set and in rhythm. So we got to do a good job defensively of taking them out of that rhythm, chasing them off the three-point line, making them shoot shots that they're not comfortable with. And if we can do that as far as defensively, I think we'll put ourselves in a good position to win.
It looks like you have a three-headed monster going this year with Hubbard, Chandler, and Hayden Sprinkle. Talk about their play early on. I know it's only been three games for you guys, but y'all, from what I've seen, from the one game I've seen, y'all look pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. They're great basketball players. Hayden and Hubbard can obviously shoot the ball really well. Chandler, really versatile player, 6'6", can shoot, can play inside, really good defender on the perimeter and in the paint. So we just got to take advantage of his athleticism and then feed the ball to our shooters when they're hot. They've played really well to start the season. I'm anxious to see how they play once we get in a rhythm of playing actual games instead of just practice. So, and that starts tonight. We really don't have much rest after this Christmas tournament, and I'm looking forward to it, and they are too.
All right, one final question for you. The goal, obviously, the goal of this tournament is to go ahead and win it, but the goal of the season is to get the playoffs in a form that you're satisfied with and to try to go as deep as you can. But all that considered, how do you focus on just tonight, and what do you want to see accomplished tonight?
I don't think that's very hard at all. We're a team that's going to take each game individually. We're going to take it game by game. Focus on our opponent on that given night. And just come out and execute the game plan and try to get it done.
Thanks for the time, Coach. Good luck.
No problem. Appreciate the coverage.
Coach Jim Palmer of the North County Raiders ahead of our game against the South Iron Panthers on J98 The Boot.
Vicki Crocker with Vicki Crocker Realty is proud to serve St. Francis and surrounding counties and is dedicated to serving all your real estate needs. Vicki Crocker is friendly, knowledgeable, and professional. Vicki Crocker Realty can provide you with up-to-date listings, including foreclosures, as well as information to sell your home in today's market. So call Vicki Crocker Realty today at 747-8099 or stop by her office in Deloge in the Green Tree Shopping Center. That's Vicki Crocker Realty.
administration at Perryville School District 32 would like to show their support to all of their athletes. The Perryville School District commends their athletes and coaches for being dedicated and committed to doing their best. The district wants you to practice hard, play hard, but study harder. Remember, teamwork and determination will take you far. Best of luck in the future from everyone at Perryville School District. Have a safe and successful year.
Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health is an integrated co-occurring mental health and substance abuse service provider with offices throughout the region. Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health can help if you're worried that someone you love might have a mental or substance abuse problem and don't know what to do. Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health is accredited by the Commission on the Accreditation for Rehabilitation Facilities. Visit cmobh.org for free confidential online screenings. For more information, call 1-800-455-5749. That's 1-800-455-5749.
Hi, I'm State Representative Paul Fitzwater, and I'd like to pause to take a moment to wish all the teams playing in the Bob Sechrist Christmas Tournament the best of luck and a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and your families.
Welcome back to the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show. I am joined by Coach Dusty Dinkins of the South Iron Panthers entering this Central Christmas Tournament at 4 wins and 4 losses, 8 games pretty early on in the season. Coach, what have you seen from your team so far?
Well, we're starting to see a little bit more consistent play. The last week of coming into the Christmas Tournament, we shot the ball a lot better, and we're excited about our chances of maybe coming out here and repeating that same action as far as getting good shots, and hopefully our guys are able to knock them down, and then maybe on the defensive end give them a little bit of trouble. But they're awfully talented basketball team, and it may be a lot of trouble for us.
Who are some guys that really need to get it going early on to get the team going early?
Well, we really just need to take care of the basketball and try to find a rhythm. Our scoring is pretty balanced. We don't have anybody that is really out in front of anyone else. We're about 10 points per game out of about everyone in our starting lineup. So really there's not one guy that has to get going. It's just to take care of the basketball and try to get an offensive rhythm early.
In terms of getting the offense going and in terms of just being able to connect, all the players being able to connect together, how much does it help the fact that there's two brothers on this team?
Well, that does help. Anytime you play a lot together, you kind of can learn and notice tendencies and understand kind of what guys are going to do. But we're still trying to fill that a little bit overall with our basketball team, is just trying to get that consistency and that rhythm of everyone kind of clicking all on the same page.
North County, one of those teams that runs out a good starting five. They also have quite a few good players coming off the bench for them. What do you see as their biggest strength that is the toughest challenge for you?
Well, they've got nice size and they've got good guards, and whenever you have good guards and you got some size inside, you can give teams a lot of fits, and it's just a concern for us to be able to get to their scores and also keep them off the glass and just try to slow them down a little bit.
Obviously, the goal of this tournament is to win it all. Go home with big smiles on your faces. If that doesn't happen, what are some things that you hope to see from your team?
We just want to see progression. We want to see guys just take another step forward in their game and our team getting a little bit better as a basketball team and coming out and competing and just giving our best effort. We want to see guys play hard and not leave anything on the court when the night's over with, and knowing that they played as hard as they could play and tried to do the best they could do to be a great teammate.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for the time and good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Coach Dusty Dinkins of the South Iron Panthers ahead of their game against the North County Raiders, all coming up next on J98 The Boot.
Give your child or yourself the gift of learning to swim. The Jefferson County YMCA offers swim lessons for ages as young as 6 months all the way through adult. Small class sizes allow for one-on-one instruction, and private lessons are available. All classes are taught by nationally certified instructors who provide praise and encouragement. The winter session of swim lessons begins the week of January 2nd. Registration is now open. Call 636-931-9622 for more information.
Matt Greenwood for J98 at the Central Christmas Tournament, our third and final game of the day's action and our third and final broadcast of this evening. It is the North County Raiders and the South Iron Panthers, as you just heard both Coach Palmer for the Raiders and Coach Dinkman for the Panthers talk about the game that is about to get underway. As starting lineups are announced, we'll announce them as well, beginning with the visiting South Iron Panthers. Number 12, Tim Mays. Number 21, Garrett Hovis. Number 23, Sam Ivey. Number 24, LaRon Cornell. And Jake Mays, number 32. The starting five for the North County Raiders. Number 1, Brett Hubbard. Number 3, Brian Chandler. Number 5, Nick Parker. Number 24, Hayden Sprinkle. And number 54, Hunter the Moose Johnson. So the North County Raiders are now done being introduced by the PA guy. South Iron already introduced. And North County will meet up just in front of their bench for one final hurrah and take center court. Cornell and Chandler shake hands. The two bigs on the floor. Cornell a little bit slender. Spoke with them briefly before the game. Seems like a nice kid as the tip is won by Chandler into the hands of Sprinkle. Sprinkle flings it to the left corner for Johnson. Johnson back up top to Parker. Parker over to Hubbard, who misses from the left wing. Missed from deep. First shot of the game taken in about 16 seconds. 0-0 game here in the first quarter. South Iron with the ball. Top of the key, Ivy dribbles right side. Hands it off to Hovis. Hovis long on the three from the right wing. And it goes out of bounds. It will be North County basketball. The Panthers 4-4 entering this tournament. The North County Raiders just 1-2. Winner will face DeSoto, who just blew out Crystal City, as you heard on J98, 92-50. Cross-court pass to Hubbard. Passes up the three-point shot from the left wing. And he passes it down low to Johnson. Johnson's shot is blocked up into the air. Recovered by Sprinkle. Sprinkle to Hubbard. Hubbard drives into the lane from straight away and puts it up from 7 feet. 2-0 early lead for the Raiders. Panthers moving from right to left. Three-pointer from the corner, no good. Long rebound to the left wing for Tim Mays. Mays, crossover dribble between the legs. Hands it off to Ivy. Ivy dishes it right wing to Tim Mays. And it is Tim with it. Left side of the floor, dribbles to the right side. Again, Panthers moving from our right to our left here in this first half. It was Parker who got tripped up. For North County, he comes up a little lame. There's a runner into the paint, missed by Tim Mays. Rebound to North County. They lead it 2-0, 6.5 to play in this first quarter. Left side pass, Hubbard to Parker, top of the key. Back over to Hubbard. Hubbard looking to his left, finds Sprinkle. A little perimeter play from the Raiders. Now going down low with it. Johnson takes on Cornell and scoops it up with the right hand right before the block attempt from LaRon Cornell. And a near turnover in the backcourt. It will stay Panther ball. 4-0 Raiders on top. So the Panthers moving from right to left, cross the timeline. Tim Mays running the point for the Panthers. Crossover dribble on Sprinkle. Sprinkle stays with him, hands it off to Jake Mays. Here's a screen opening up the wing shot from Ivy. He misses long. The long rebound to Hovis. Hovis runs it towards the paint with a 7-foot runner, airballs it. Rebound to Sprinkle of the Raiders. Quickly into the front court. Sprinkle taking on Cornell. And Cornell with a little too much height on Sprinkle forces a long high shot. And Sprinkle can't convert. South Iron with the rebound. Quickly up the floor. Left wing three from Jake Mays. No good. And the putback from the right block. Cornell puts the Panthers on the board. 4-2 game. 5:18. And the clock rolling in the green colors here at Park Hills Central High School. Home of the Rebels. Top of the key. Parker swings it left side to Hubbard. Wide open from the wing. It's good. Five in the game for Hubbard, five of the team's seven. Raiders lead it by five. Little backcourt pressure from the Raiders broken by the Panthers. Corner three, and that rolls off the right side of the rim from Ivy. North County pushing it up the floor. Cross-court pass from near midcourt. Here's an NBA three from, wow. Hayden Sprinkle, how'd you do that? He was about 10 feet behind the three-point line from the near side, and he made it, and it's 10-2. North County, 30-second break in the action. 4:42 left to go. North County leads it by 8 on J98.
When it comes to electrical and fiber optic service, you want the work to be done right by someone with knowledge and experience. Look no further than Joe Braun of Braun Electrical and Fiber Optic Services. Joe offers commercial and residential work on all residential and commercial wiring and installation. Braun Electrical and Fiber Optic Services offer peace of mind and security. When the lights go off, your generator will automatically kick them on with no worries. Call Braun Electrical and Fiber Optic Services right now, serving St. Francis and surrounding counties. 573-315-7625.
We want to go ahead and thank South Iron R1 School District in Annapolis, Ruther Ford in Herculaneum, and LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills for sponsoring the Central Christmas Tournament. Out of the timeout, the Panthers trailing by 8. They have the ball moving from our right to the left. Near side corner now. Ivy takes on baseline drive on Hubbard, loses the ball, gets it back, finds the hands of Jake. Jake cross-court pass into the right corner, 3 from Hovis, and Hovis short with it. Rebound to the Raiders. Hayden Sprinkle into the front court. Bounce pass. Nice. Up and under from Chandler. And we have another timeout called. 12-2. Raiders extend their lead. We'll take another break in the action. 4:15 left in quarter number one. North County up by 10.
Everyone's gathered around the tree and sharing what they're thankful for this year. Some of the wishes are for those family members and friends that are serving in the military and can't be home for Christmas. Orange Blossom Cafe in Ellington, Jim's Motors and Trailers in Cuba, and Prescriptions Plus in Festus are also proud to sponsor this year's holiday greetings from our local men and women serving in the military. And they wish each of you a happy holiday season.
Evan dropping the Christmas beats back at the J98 studios. Thank you, Evan, for that. A lot of that was put together by Sean Malone, who's on vacation. He went northeast to New York for the holidays. He'll be back Wednesday for some broadcasting here. South Iron trailing 12-2, and Sprinkle just took a shoulder from Jake Mays. But I think the foul is going to go on Sprinkle. It will be South Iron ball. First team foul for either squad, and it goes North County, splitting the double team from the top to the paint to the right of the rim, and a layup try is good from Austin Rubel. North County breaks the backcourt pressure. Hubbard tries a little handoff pass to Chandler, an underhand pass, and that ball's deflected out of bounds by Rubel. It will stay North County basketball, 12-4 the score with 3:39 left in the first quarter, and we'll see big number 5-0, Tyler Browers, check into the game for South Iron. Trying to get some size down low, going with the 2-3 zone are the Panthers. Not wise, especially with Sprinkle's range. He hit that big three before our first time out of the game from about 35 feet. He has it, does Sprinkle. Dishes it out left to Johnson, and Johnson misses from long range. The rebound to the Panthers. In the front court, Tim Mays. Finds in the corner his teammate, or his brother, Jake. And it's actually Sam Ivy, I beg your pardon. Sam Ivy with the turnaround 8-foot J, no good. And the loose ball will go out of bounds, last touch by the Panthers. Or beg your pardon, the Raiders. Carson Kekek will check into the game for the first time tonight for North County. Baseline inbound. And Jake Mays has his pass deflected up in the air, brought down by Sprinkle. Sprinkle into the front court, one-on-one, pulls it back out. Left side pass to Nick Parker is a little too hot to handle off Parker's left knee and straight out of bounds. It will be South Iron basketball. Panthers moving from right to left. Rubel, running point with Parker on him, gives it up. Left wing to Ivy. Ivy dribbles to the right side of the floor, picks up his dribble, stops, turns back to his left in an errant pass. Missing the mark of Rubel out of bounds. So a couple of sloppy possessions by both squads here in the last 45 seconds. With under 3 to play, it's 12-4 North County. A little backcourt press. Sprinkle double teamed, gives it up to Parker. Parker into the front court. Left corner pass to Hubbard from long distance. It's good. Hubbard 8 points in the game. Two from beyond the arc. 15-4. North County has the 5 seed. South Iron the 12. And that 3-pointer rolls out from Rubel. He was left wide open. And on the rebound by the Raiders, it's Rubel that gets called for a foul. Johnson, the recipient of that foul. One team foul apiece. Still only in the first quarter. The trend for most of these games has been the lack of fouling. A lot of up and down action. Dribble behind the back as it crosses the timeline. Hubbard. Hubbard gives it to Sean Pruno. Pruno with a two-handed underhand toss to Sprinkle. And we have a foul, a push on the Panthers. .210 to play. North County will have to inbound it from underneath their own basket. Off to the left. They are to our right. Here's Johnson with a turnaround, Jay, a little wide. Off the backboard and now a push on the rebound. Foul will go on Pruno. Four different players have scored for the Raiders. Two have scored for the Panthers. They trail by 11 with the ball. And speaking of 11, it's Rubel, number 11, with a one-hand bounce pass to the right corner. That right corner pass from Jake Mays to LaRon Cornell. And it looks like we have an offensive foul. And it's going to go against South Iron. It will be North County basketball. Sprinkle from midcourt. Draws a double team. Right corner pass to Pruno. Pruno, his line drive pass towards the paint. Knocked away by Brower. Browers then gives it up to his point guard. Rubel, left wing, near side. Up top to Jake Mays. Jake Mays to his brother Tim. Tim takes on Sprinkle, turns into another defender, puts up the shot, and traveling is called on Tim. Carson Kekek was there. Drew the body contact, went to the ground, thought maybe it was going to be an offensive foul, but instead it's traveling on Tim Mays. 1:24 left in this first quarter. North County moving from our left to the right. Into the game for the first time is Tyler Johnston. Johnston gets it to Brian Chandler. Chandler then coughs it up in the backcourt. South Iron, 5-on-5, short on the 7-foot runner by Tim Mays. And now we have a foul on the Panthers. And eventually, Greg, I will get this right. Tim and Jake. It's, you know, when you got the same last name and both jersey numbers end with a 2, depending on the angle, sometimes you see the 1, sometimes you don't.
You got to go with the hair, man.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what we're going to have to rely on tonight.
Tim's a little more clean cut.
Sprinkle off the dribble from long distance straight away. No good. Loose ball. Fight for the rebound, and it's off the left hand of Pruno. Out of bounds to the Panthers. I think one brother has a little more floppiness to his hair than the other.
Oh, most certainly.
It is Tim Mays. He is not so floppy. It's.
And the game matches the hairstyle, for sure.
It certainly does. So Jake Mays coughs it up. It's Tim Mays with it. Now into the corner for Hovis. Hovis turns around, finds Tim. Tim jumped into the paint while in the air and tried an underhand layup try and had a shot knocked away. 32.3 ticks left in this first quarter, 15-4. We've been stuck on that score for the last 2 minutes. Left elbow jumper from Hovis off of the inbound. It's no good. A tip out from Brewer up top towards Jake. Jake gives it to his brother Tim. Tim dribbles from the right side of the floor to the left side, gets a screen up top. Goes to the right corner. For Tim, back to Jake. Browers chases down a loose ball. 10 seconds. Tim Mays with it near midcourt, taking on Pruno. Dribbles left wing. Over to Jake. Jake stops, pops, and banks it home at the buzzer. Nice little step back move from Jake Mays to put South Iron within 9 at the end of one period. It's North County 15, South Iron 6 on J98.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And, Big Steve, you've got a big sale you want to tell folks about.
That's right. We've got huge deals going on at the Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event. We've got rebates up to $3,000, financing as low as 2.99%. Everything's on sale. It doesn't matter what it is.
Sounds like right now is a great time to come by Midwest Sports Center for outdoor fun.
Best time of the year. Come on down and see us. 124 Walker Road, Farmington, Missouri.
What's the phone number?
573-756-7975.
That's Big Steve at Midwest Sports Center.
The employees at Munchkinland Preschool in Park Hills love kids. In fact, your children are their specialty from birth to 12 years of age. At Munchkinland Preschool, you can relax as a parent in knowing that your child or children are well taken care of. That's Munchkinland Preschool, where your kids are their kids too. Munchkinland has openings available, so for more information, call 573-431-9250. Again, that number is 431-9250. Munchkinland Preschool is a proud supporter of the Central Rebels.
We want to thank the Walmart Supercenter in Fredericktown, Lenny's in Lesterville, and Perry County School District number 32 in Perryville for being some of the sponsors for the Central Christmas Tournament. Beginning the second quarter, South Iron with the ball, moving from right to left. 10 seconds into it, they still have yet to take a shot. Left wing, Tim Mays, dribbles inside the arc, picks up his dribble, and finds Jake top of the key. Jake swings it right to Ivy. Ivy with a bounce pass to the middle of the lane, luckily picked up, and then a corner pass from Hovis to Mays, to Tim Mays, and he misses from the corner. Rebound to North County, Hunter Johnson with it into the front court, finds Chandler in the post, doesn't like his position, gives it back up to Johnson. Johnson will drive into the paint and misses with the right hand. Rebound, wanting to run, Hovis finds Tim Mays left baseline, and he misses a layup, brushes a hair in disgust, sprinkle for North County into the front court with a pass to Parker, tips it into the left corner for Hubbard. Hubbard hands it off to Johnson. Johnson off the dribble from three. It rolls out. Rebound. Nick Parker of North County. And he lost the ball for a second, went and chased it right out of bounds. It will be Panther basketball.
Nick Parker, Dream Team athlete, making it in soccer in the fall season.
Under seven to play, 15-6. One of the lower scoring games we've had so far in this tournament. There's a three from between the key and the left wing from Tim Mays. He's on the board for the first time.
And really, when you get Tim going, it's such a different kind of inside presence. He's such a slasher.
Sprinkle right wing, pass down just inside the free throw line to Johnson. Johnson from 7 feet turns around and misses. They're trying to get Johnson going early. It's just not working out for him. And now Brian Chandler behind the play fouls Mays. Oh, beg your pardon. Fouls Hovis. Tim Mays now coming over to Hovis near midcourt, receives the inbound ball. Hands it off to Jake. Jake, right corner to Rubel. Back to Jake. Over to Hovis. And traveling is going to be called on Hovis.
Slow pace. And
right.
I think if it stays this way, it lends much more to South Iron style than North County's.
Definitely have to agree with you on that one, Greg. Good point there, sir. Nick Parker has the ball stripped from him by Mays, and now we have a foul away from the ball, and it's going to be an offensive foul, I believe, on Chandler.
And there you saw, when we talked to Coach Palmer earlier this week, I said, what do you expect out of South Iron? He said, junk defense. You just saw a box and one, a zone, and man-to-man in about 2.5 minutes.
They got to keep the offense guessing, right?
It's going to be a chess match all game long between these two.
Tim Mays spins his way into the paint, uncontested layup right off, high off the glass.
And that's what I mean about him being a different kind of inside presence. He draws like he's a big man, but he's not.
South Iron, once down, 15-4, have pulled within four, and Sprinkle will change that. Another distance three from about 33 feet out. And it rolls in, and now Jake, back the other way, knocks it down from deep. Jake with 5 in the game. Sprinkle with 6. Both Sprinkle's buckets coming from beyond the arc. Sprinkle now with it, crossing the charity stripe. Left-hand pass to Hubbard, misses from the left corner. South Iron with the ball. They lose it in the front court. LaRon Cornell picks it up. He's right next to the basket. He misses, gets his own rebound, and it's fouled by Carson Kekek.
South Iron, they're always a fairly interesting team. My first experience in this area of really diving into basketball, South Iron was one of those perennial powerhouses. They've graduated a lot of kids over the years, but they're always such a gritty, well-coached team, and they're all so smart. Makes them very dangerous.
Missing on the first free throw attempt of the ball game is Cornell. Now five different scores. Four different scores for South Iron. Cornell settles in. Slight bend to the knee. Right-handed free throw with a nice little arc to it. Falls through.
I'm telling you, there is families that roll through South Iron like you hear for Valley Catholic. You hear Cornell's. You hear Mazes. You hear Rubles. They might have a farm where they're just growing more Rubles, Cornell's, and Mazes down there. I don't know.
Question is, what are they feeding them that makes them so good?
A lot of basketball.
Hayden Sprinkle gets his screen from the top of the key. Gives it up to Parker. Parker to Sprinkle. Back up top to Johnson. And Johnson, yes, a clap of the hands from Johnson. He's happy with that shot as he hits from long distance. Hunter Johnson with five. Three-pointer from Jake Mays. It's good.
It's hard when you play a team that have brothers that are on the same squad, especially these two Mays boys that are they're phenomenal guards, but they already know what the other's going to do.
They're not even twins, so they may have a step up on twins.
I imagine that they've probably played one-on-one a few times in their life, but played on the same team for quite a bit as well, and you can see the symbiosis that they have that you're only going to get from spending 17 years of your life together.
Garrett Hovis picks up a foul for South Iron. Top of the three-point line on the inbound, it is Hubbard. Hubbard right corner to Sprinkle. This time he airballs it from long range. Loose ball, rebound to Parker. Parker to Johnson, left wing. Johnson back over to Parker, left corner. Back up top to Hubbard. He'll try his luck from 5 feet beyond the arc. Knocks it down.
That was 25, 26 feet.
11 in the game, pretty quietly from Hubbard. 24-18, North County on top. Jake Mates fakes a three, dribbles to his right, and settles from distance from the right wing. All it took was one crossover dribble, and he got him.
He is clutch. He's cold-blooded, just an attacker. He's got the Mamba mentality.
And North County wanting to push the pace.
And sometimes that Mamba mentality, you end up fouling somebody from behind that you shouldn't. I was talking to you, Matt, earlier about in our intro, the tail end, there's a shot where I thought the game was over and a kid skipped one off glass. It was Jake Mace.
Yeah, I do remember you said that. I think you're right. That was in the intro. 3:20 left in this first half. Left baseline Jay from Sprinkle. Off the mark. Gets his own rebound. Right side pass to Johnson. Johnson settles with a 12-foot jumper. It's no good. South Iron can tie it with a three. All the way into the paint from coast to coast. Tim Mays
really
drew some body contact late, but still made the shot.
You talk about them pulling up from three, and there's really not that many three-point shooters for South Iron.
Sprinkle again, nothing but net from the right wing, 8 feet out beyond the arc. It's like a layup for him.
His range is on the floor. Every time I see him, it gets further and further away.
Sam Ivey had the ball for about 2 seconds, gave it up to the right guy. That's Tim Mays. Tim over to Hovis. Hovis from the top of the key into the paint, gives it up to Browers. Browers wants to post up but will not receive the pass. Instead, it goes to Hovis. He'll try a three from the right hip. It's no good. A little Kevin Martin in that shot from distance. 27-23, Sprinkle has his pocket picked by Tim Mays. One on none, easy lay-in from the left side of the basket. Right arm, 27-25, as the pace has certainly picked up in this one, Greg.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And that's the way that this game is starting to unfold, a little bit of a half-court set each time down the floor. You're not looking for a whole lot of outside shots, our South Iron, unless they're wide open. They're very efficient, but that's the style of play that you'll see out of a Dusty Dinkins basketball team. They're not going to live and die by the three. They're not ever going to let that happen. And the things that they do that are so efficient have all gone well so far. For North County, you've got to do a little bit better job on the defensive end, take care of the basketball a little bit more, and not let them get out on the run like that with Jake and Tim out there, because they're going to convert more often than not, 2-on-3, 3-on-2, however it goes, just because that symbiosis we talked about. However, North County, they have the makeup of a prototype basketball team 1 through 5. They have a traditional point, a 2, a 3, a 4, all the way through, and their 4 is really a stretch. So I think if they can utilize all 5 guys on the floor offensively, they can make a really lengthy run in this tournament.
I think their 5 is a stretch, too. I've not seen a big man like Johnson take so many jumpers.
He's awesome to watch as a 5, though, isn't he? When you see a guy like that, you're like, oh, a big body, he'll be inside. He'll stretch it all the way 25 feet out and just knock one in.
Yeah, he's 1 of 3 from long range. So out of the timeout, we approach the 2-minute mark. North County up by 2, moving from left to right. Hubbard holds the ball above his head, gives it to Johnson in the corner. Johnson gets a tip pass from Kekek, and Johnson misses from that left corner. Now the official is on the floor in the action, just getting out of the way of Tim Mays.
A little pirouette from Craig Gibbs.
With the ball, left wing, Hovis. Hovis swings it left side to Tim Mays. I think we're just going to call him Tim and Jake.
I end up that way.
There's no other Tim or Jake on the team, so I don't think it can confuse anyone. And now we have traveling called on the left wing from Hovis.
Yeah, we've seen that from a couple of different guys throughout the evening, where they hesitate, ISO situations, go for the crossover, and more often than not, we see them called for the walk in the ISO.
Under 90 seconds, nice sprinkle, draws a double team, left elbow Jay, no good, and we have a loose ball foul and over the back foul called on Hunter Johnson.
Something I've seen so far from Hayden Sprinkle that you didn't see a year ago. Clearly, he's developed into his body a little bit more, but you always see him with his eyes up. No matter what he's doing, where he's at on the floor, his eyes are up, scanning the floor, and you just see him developing as a basketball player as a whole.
Approaching the 1-minute mark, next foul means a 1-and-1 for either side. South Iron with the ball, moving from right to left, from the right side of the floor to the left, dribbling it 3 times was Ivy. Now finds Cornell down low. He loses the ball briefly, gets it back, and puts it up over the head of Kekek.
You don't see too many big guys at 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", that have the agility that LaRon Cornell does down low. Hard to contend.
Sprinkle, top of the key, kicks it out right corner to Johnson, passes up the 3-point try. He's left wide open again. Browers doesn't come out on him. Johnson says, thank you for the open shot, but he misses it. 37 seconds left. Rebound North County. Sprinkle, right baseline jumper, no good. A fight for the rebound, and do we have a tie-up called? Yes, we do. Possession arrow will keep it on North County side.
This is a big possession, especially in that situation for the arrow to retain possession, tied at 27.
32.1 ticks left. Johnson receives the inbound, finds a wide-open Nick Parker, passes up the 3-point try, right bounce pass corner, pass to Sprinkle, and Sprinkle took 2 dribbles to his left and said, hey, I can hit from short range too. 29-27.
Net hardly even moved.
10 seconds to go. Tim trying to do what he can to get open. Bounce pass to Browers on the baseline. He has no shot. Finds Ivy. Ivy, left baseline jumper, airballed it. Loose ball. Finds the hands of Hovis, and Hovis off the side of the rim to end the first half. 29-27, North County leading, but not by much at the break. We'll take a quick break here on J98.
J&M Auto Repair in Park Hills offers factory-certified automotive repair and auto body. After working in the new car dealerships for over 20 years, James Whaley offers a full-time automotive repair and auto body facility. J&M has free estimates and the place you don't pay your deductible. You heard me right. You don't pay your deductible on repairs. That's J&M Auto Repair and Auto Body on East Main in Park Hills, 573-327-9474.
Ho, ho, ho! It's the holidays. Hey, this is David Sism from Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. Christmas is right around the corner, and I'm in a ho, ho, ho lot of trouble. I've got too many cars on my lot, and they gotta go before the snow. I don't want to be a Scrooge this season, so I'm here to help you. Trade, save, and be merry. Get in a nicer, newer car with as little as $99 down. Save that cash for Christmas, but get the car you love now. Trade in that old sled today, even if you owe more than it's worth. Got coal in your stocking because of previous credit problems? You'll be kissing me under the mistletoe when my credit approval process helps you get approved. Trade, save, and be merry this season with as little as $99 down. Hurry! The ho-ho-ho halts once the holiday season comes to an end. I'm David Sism, and I want you to visit me at Sampson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. On the web at SismFord.com or call 431-3177. From our family to yours, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Requires bank approval, net of all factory rebates. Offers do not combine. See dealer for details.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, proud to bring you this halftime show of the Central Christmas Tournament. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
All right, we are officially back here at Park Hill Central. Off mic, we keep messing that up, Greg and I, but hey, it's all good fun. Anyway, 29-27 at the break, North County with the lead. This game being brought to you by Vicki Crocker Realty in Deloge, by Potosi R3 School District, and Patterson Well Drilling in Cadet. Let's go ahead and just briefly touch on the action that we've seen, Greg, before we get to our stats. It was really a very slow developing game through the first quarter and even bleeding into the second quarter as well, but that final 6 minutes was really just action-packed.
Definitely a slow game to get things started. And I think that might be a little bit of the design and what the game plan was for South Iron. If you start pushing the pace against a team like North County, and Hayden Sprinkle will start getting those open looks from outside, you'll start having your defense compress into the paint. It's going to give him open looks as a trailer. I think coming into it, South Iron wanted to play a little bit small, wanted to play in that half-court set, and it's been working. And a lot of that credit you got to give to Jake and Tim Mays. But nonetheless, North County still on top.
Yeah, and I mean, you're talking about if Sprinkle misses some of those threes from long range, North County's not winning this game. It's South Iron that's ahead.
Yeah, I've talked, you can really talk about any tournament setting, whether it be in March, whether it be this one, whether it be district. You can live and you can die by the three. But the underlying thing about this tournament, you can get by without the three ball. We've seen what North County's doing here. We've seen what South Iron's doing here. Like you said, North County been pretty decent from outside. If that doesn't continue into the second half, the way that things unfolded through the first two quarters, South Iron is going to not only steal momentum, they're going to start taking the flow of the game. They're going to start taking the scoreboard as well. So that'll be something to keep an eye on for North County, is more versatility, less reliance on the outside shot.
And obviously, North County, just three games under their belt. South Iron already eight, so they're a little bit more warmed up than the Raiders are. Let's go ahead and go down the State Farm agent Eric Schweiss stats of the first half, beginning with the South Iron Panthers, who again trail 29-27 here at the break. Tim Mays has been on fire since that second quarter. He has 12 points. LaRon Cornell has added 5 to the board. Jake Mays with 8, and Austin Rubel with 2. For the North County Raiders, Brett Hubbard with 11, Brian Chandler 2, Hayden Sprinkle with 11 as well, and Hunter Johnson has added 5 to the board. That gives us 29-27, North County over South Iron. When we come back, we will have Coach Zeb Hammond of the victorious DeSoto Dragons, who earlier defeated Crystal City 92-50. We'll have that coming up for you after this one-minute pause on J98.
Walmart Supercenter in Fredericktown is a great place to get everything you need for any occasion in your life. From a great selection of food, including a fresh deli and bakery, to all the latest trends in fashion clothing, electronics, housewares, hunting supplies, and more. And special occasions? Well, Walmart Supercenter in Fredericktown stocks everything you need for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more. Walmart Supercenter in Fredericktown. Always a good choice. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
The Fredericktown School District is very, very proud of their students and their athletes. The district understands the hard work and the dedication put forth by its students and athletes alike. They proudly support each student and the athlete as they work hard towards their goals. They understand the hard work and the dedication it takes to be a successful team member. Good luck and best wishes to the Fredericktown Blackcats this season from the Fredericktown School District and administration, where the best part of the future is you.
Catching up now with the head coach of the DeSoto Dragons after their first-round victory over the Crystal City Hornets. Coach, we talked before about taking away DeGear and trying to do that, but it kind of went completely opposite. He became more of the focal point for what they wanted to do, but results still the same, what you wanted.
Yeah, we didn't have an answer for him the second half. You know, our defense wasn't on point. We were never up the line to stop him. He brought the ball down like a point guard, and you know, if we were up the line, we keep him out of the paint, but he had a free run at our bigs the entire time. So luckily we were able to jump on him early in the first half. You know, we tried to push the ball. We knew they only played 7 to 8 guys, and I knew we had 9 on the bench ready to go. So we wanted to up the tempo and get the ball up and down fast as we could.
And up and down was the theme of this game for you guys. A lot of unforced errors for Crystal City, but that really was dictated by the pace. Was that something that you guys wanted to do going into the game?
Yeah, we knew we want to start off pressing the ball, just try to get some pressure on them, make them make mistakes. And, you know, I knew along with that we were going to make mistakes too, and I was just hoping we'd stay out of foul trouble, which we did a pretty good job of. But, you know, we missed a lot of layups in that first half, probably 10 to 12 layups. I mean, gimmies. So, you know, we made mistakes as well.
Yeah, definitely mistakes made on both sides. In a game, how things kind of unfolded in this one, it kind of got a little odd as far as the competition level going back and forth. Do you think that maybe is a good thing or a bad thing moving forward in this tournament?
Well, one good thing was I was able to play some guys a lot of minutes that don't get a lot of minutes. So they found some confidence, and they did a lot of good things. So hopefully moving forward, you know, they'll be able to continue and contribute in other games.
You know, there's something about the tournament environment. You can win with a three ball. You could lose with a three ball. But confidence might be the underlying factor. And you guys probably came away with a great deal of that.
You know, they did. And I didn't want to be too hard on them. There was a lot of bad things we did. But, you know, when you have a large lead like that, players seem to get a little selfish and seem to, you know, not run your typical offense. So I know it's just part of the game, but, you know, I'm kind of a stickler on some things. So that was our after game talk.
I think that's a safe thing to say to your team after this game, is anything can get you in this tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Coach, I appreciate it. Congratulations, and we'll see you in round 2.
All right, thanks, sir.
Once again, the head coach of the DeSoto Dragons, 92-50. They advance over the Crystal City Hornets. We'll have more coming your way on J98.
At Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, you're assured peace of mind for both you and your loved ones. Gracious, affordable living, an in-home environment, and staffed by a professional team that works with the patient and the family to provide skilled nursing or rehabilitation, hospice services, and much more. A beautiful enclosed courtyard, free cable TV, Wi-Fi, and beauty shop services are enjoyed by Fountain Blue residents. At Fountain Blue Nursing Center, minimal stress and maximum care can only provide a longer, more meaningful life. Call 636-937-3500 for more details.
Shout out to Sean Malone for all of our tournament music. Much appreciated. Great idea, Shawnee boy.
Gave him a shout out earlier, too. Yep. Told everyone his entire life story. I'm just kidding. That would take more than 20 seconds.
Maybe.
Which we have about left in this halftime show. 29-27, North County with the lead. We want to go ahead and thank Iron County C4 School District in Viburnum, State Farm agent Matt Woods in Hillsborough, and Dairy Queen in Potosi and Farmington.
You can actually eat ice cream the day after Christmas. What, like 65 degree Christmas? That was something weird for me. I mean, you loved it, huh?
It was perfect.
Like a Houston Christmas for you.
But it was like the weather got it backwards.
Yeah, Mama Nature was drunk.
The buzzer sounds to begin this third quarter. South Iron will be moving from the left to the right. They will inbound it from the near side, where we are situated. South Iron a chance to tie or take the lead with a bucket here on the opening possession of the third quarter. Tim Mays with it. Bounce pass over to Hovis. Hovis from beyond the arc passes up the shot. Sprinkle on Mays. Mays with the ball. Turns his body into the defender. Hands it off to Hovis. Hovis turns his body into his defender and hands it off to Jake. Jake back over to Hovis. Hovis says, hey, come on over, Sam Ivy. He does. Ivy takes the pass. Hands it off to Tim. Tim looking for a shot. Can't find the dribble and then passes it the other way around. Jake to Tim. And Tim cut to the basket. Jake threw it out of bounds.
Not often we see a miscue from them like that, but it might give North County a little bit of an edge here.
Hunter Johnson from the near side wing gives it up to Parker. Parker to Sprinkle. Sprinkle to Johnson. Cross-court pass underneath the basket to Parker. Parker passed at the shot. Instead found his big man Chandler, who kisses it off the glass and in.
Saw South Iron go back to that box and one again.
Brian Chandler with 4 points in the game. Under seven to play in this third quarter. Hovis thinking about a three from straight away. Passes it up, tries to hand it off. And a loose ball in the backcourt. Sprinkle forces a turnover.
Yeah, actually, it was a lot that happened in a short span. Sprinkle knocks it away from Mays. Mays tapped it, but it went into the backcourt. Sprinkle then touched it, allowing Mays to then recover, who did so out of bounds.
You're right, there's a lot going on in matter of seconds. 31-27 North County. Sprinkle, cross-court pass, left wing to Parker. Gives up to Sprinkle. Sprinkle, good God, how does he do it? Another long-distance three by about 30-something feet. 34-27 North County. Right back the other way. South Iron with a left-wing three from Ivy is long. The rebound to Hubbard. Hubbard coast-to-coast. Hands it off to Parker. Parker bounce pass right side to Chandler. Chandler from the right block is fouled.
That was very controlled chaos for North County. You saw down low, Hubbard, the recipient of the pass on the baseline, nearly falls out of bounds, rips the pass over to Chandler, who just tips it to his teammate, all out of control.
Coach Dinkins calling a timeout for the Panthers. It's a 60-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. 34-27 North County with a lead over South Iron on J98.
Goggins Drilling Incorporated has been serving the Parkland and beyond for over a half a century. With a reputation for quality work that comes with over 50 years of satisfying their customers. They offer sales and service on all water pumps and are on the leading edge of ground source heating systems. Residential or commercial, call Goggins Drilling Incorporated for contract drilling at 431-2450. That's Goggins Drilling, when you want more than just a hole in the ground.
KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve. J98, The Boot.
Just let that one play out. Matt Greenwood and Greg Armbruster with you on J98. It's the Central Christmas Tournament brought to you by Dietrich Mother's Head Nursing Home in DeSoto, Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, and Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds in Potosi. And our score is 34-27 in favor of the Raiders of North County. Johnson from the right elbow on the inbound. Kisses it high off the glass. No good. And the rebound to LaRon Cornell for South Iron. Gets it ahead to Tim. Tim over to Ivy, right corner. Drives baseline. And with the finger roll, it's good.
And that's the stuff you see from South Iron. Pass up the look at the three. Get your defender in the air on the pump fake. And go to the easy bucket at the rim.
Under six to play in this third quarter. 34-29 North County. Brian Chandler from the left wing. Cross-court pass to a wide open Parker. Parker passes up the shot to Sprinkle, who has his long-distance three rim out. Chandler there for the offensive rebound, a second opportunity, and still no bucket for Chandler on that possession. South Iron quickly up ahead with the ball. Ivy drives towards the paint from the right block and misses with the layup. Splitting a double team, Hubbard draws the foul.
Now, something we saw from North County on that previous trip down the floor, Sprinkle's going to take those long outside shots. He's going to hit a good percentage of them. But what you didn't see in the first half, the long rebounds. There was nobody in position to get those. You're starting to see a little more positioning on the long rebounds from North County.
It will be Nick Parker to slow things down for the Raider offense. South Iron wants to pick up the defensive pressure. With it now, Hubbard top of the key. Swings it left side to Parker, who gives it to Chandler. Chandler dancing between his defender and coughed up the ball. And we have a foul. Hovis for South Iron receiving the bump from Chandler.
Yeah, Hovis earned that with some fancy behind-the-back dribbling.
South Iron a chance to pull within three with a bucket here. Approaching the five-minute mark of this third quarter, moving from left to right of the Panthers. Rubel back into the game. Austin Rubel with 2 points on the board. Gives it up to Hovis. Hovis to the top for Mays. Tim Mays, right wing pass to Rubel. His three-pointer no good. Johnson gets slapped on the wrist. You could hear it from here. No foul called. North County with the ball in the front court. Sprinkle near midcourt. Goes left on Rubel. All the way to the bucket. High off the glass. No good. LaRon Cornell fighting for the rebound, but Johnson comes away with it. North County to Sprinkle. No good. That one rolls off. Cornell then gets the rebound this time around. Under 4.5 to play. A wild shot from Hovis. Tipped up in the air. Hovis gets it back. Still South Iron ball. Rubel passes up the three-point try to Hovis. Top of the key. Hands it off to his left to Mays. And Tim Mays is fouled on his way to the basket.
You started to see a little bit of the tables turn. You started to see North County slow things down, find Sprinkle cutting around, set up plays to get it to him, and anticipate the board. South Iron's not doing that right now.
Rubel to inbound it from underneath his own basket, gets it to LaRon Cornell, kisses it off the window, and draws the foul.
That was a smart design. Along the baseline, you have Austin Rubel on the far side baseline, looking right and dropping right in front of Cornell, just camping out under the bucket. Great design.
And we will see a substitution for the Raiders. And that is number 40, Tyler Johnston.
They've got some size on this North County team.
They do indeed, as Cornell with a high arcing free throw. It's good. He's 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 34-32, South Iron keeping it close. North County with the ball still in the backcourt, far side. Johnson now crossing the timeline with it. Picks up his dribble to the right to Parker, back to Johnson to his left. Johnson, top of the key, puts his body into the pass to Sprinkle. Sprinkle draws a double team into the near side left corner. Picks up the dribble, forced to cross-court pass it into the right corner for Parker. Back to Sprinkle, left wing three. It's good.
The plays are just built to get him the ball regardless of where they're at. Double screens, triple screens, and he gets around and gets open.
South Iron trailing by five. Left wing three, no good. Short rebound to the right block for Johnson. Johnson gives it up to Parker, still in the backcourt, now crossing midcourt. Gets it back to Johnson. Johnson to Sprinkle. He can launch it from there if he wants. He's trying to set his feet to do so. But some good defense by Rubel. Right corner pass. It's good. From three, Brett Hubbard, his fourth of the contest.
You need just one more guy to hit outside shots, and Sprinkle becomes that much more dangerous.
LaRon Cornell from the left baseline is kicked by Tyler Johnston.
That's the inside game is kind of really what's allowed North County to get where they are. It's two against one with Cornell having to battle rotating bodies down low, and eventually he's going to wear down, and you're starting to see it a little bit.
40-32 North County. South Iron with the ball from underneath their own basket. It's Rubel. 3 seconds, and finally gets it in and throws it right to a white jersey. Hubbard, 1-on-3. Not a good opportunity there for him as he loses it from behind back into the hands of Sam Ivy of South Iron. Ivy dribbles to the left side of the floor, hands it off. That is Jake Mays. Jake over to Rubel, nearly lost it out of bounds. Gets away from Sprinkle, and the right wing three from Rubel falls through.
You love to see something like that, especially from a sophomore. Make a mistake, recover, pop a three, knock it in.
Chaos is leading to a lot of threes for both these sides, and Sprinkle off of a screen. The foul actually occurs on the screener, Johnston.
Yeah, it was Rubel trying to fight his way through that screen, trying to shove Johnson out of his spot. Can't do that.
Nick Parker to inbound it from underneath his own basket. Gets it to Johnston in the left corner. Sprinkle near side left wing. Hands it off to Parker from distance. He knocks it down and is fouled. Nick Parker with the follow through and the body contact. Chance for the rare 4-point play.
And now you're seeing threes fall from the one, the two, and the three on the floor for North County. If that's something they can do consistently, they are going to be a tough team to defend.
Yeah, not just this tournament, but in general, the whole season. Beautiful spin on the free throw from Parker, and that's a 4-point play. 44-35 North County. It was a two-point game. It's actually tied 27-27. But North County on a 17-8 run. Loose ball picked up by the Raiders. Nick Parker to a wide open Hubbard. Give him all day, and he still misses, though. Hubbard with the long rebound coming out to Browers. Browers finds the right guy. On the left side, it's Ivy. Ivy picks up his dribble. Skip pass near midcourt to Tim Mays. Tim wants guys to come near him. They do. Hands it off to Ivy. Ivy with a little shove, no call. Finds Cornell in the right corner, and Cornell travels.
Yeah, you're starting to see things unravel. Things were just going so well across the board for South Iron. You're seeing the law of averages. That's all you're seeing, really. They're not doing a whole lot of things wrong. Maybe relying a little too much on the outside shot. North County getting the easy rebounds.
Well, the thing is Jake and Tim Mays were getting hot from the field right before halftime. They come out in the third quarter a bit cold. Also, they're not getting the ball as much. Missed shot from Johnson right next to the basket. South Iron wants to run it, and that will be Tim Mays drawing the foul.
Yeah, things really started to go North County's way when they started to find somebody with the outside shot not named Hayden Sprinkle. Not only did they find one guy, they had Hubbard and Parker find their shot.
Four guys lined up right next to the charity stripe on the inbounds play. They all break up before the pass goes into the backcourt. Chasing it down was Ivy, one-on-one with Hubbard. Hubbard throws a right elbow, no call. Throws a left hook, no call. Cornell down low, and he's going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, just the big bodies inside. Cornell's a tall guy, pretty well-developed guy, but not the biggest frame for the size that he has. And you've got some big bodies out there that he's got to fight through. Eventually, you're going to get beat up.
Sprinkle wide open for three, but he was so wide open because of a moving screen.
That was like
called on Kekek.
The same kind of push-off you saw Michael Jordan do when he beat Utah. Just whoop, keep on going right on past.
You're not a salty person about that play, are you?
No, Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player ever.
Oh, okay. Approaching the one-minute mark in this third quarter, 44-35, North County. Cross-court pass from Ivy in the left corner for Tim Mays. Mays drives the baseline, picks up a double team, forced to kick it out to Jake. Jake all the way from the corner to the paint with a runner no good. Five for the rebound. It falls into the hands of Johnson of North County. Johnson gets it to Sprinkle. Sprinkle no-look pass. Right wing three from Hubbard. Oh, short.
That's something Hayden Sprinkle did not bring to the floor last year. Facilitation at that kind of level.
Here's a left corner three passed up by Hovis. South Iron wearing maroon with black stripe down the side, a white trim along that black stripe down the side. And speaking of going down the side, that's Tim Mays. Right down the right block, lays it up.
It seems like the greater the difficulty of the shot close, the better chance he has of making it.
14 seconds to go. North County looking to make the final bucket here at Sprinkle. Right baseline, 15-foot jumper. It falls through. 6 seconds to go. 46-37 North County. 3 seconds to go. It's Ivy from the baseline. No good. His shot may have been tipped just a bit as well. 46-37 after three periods. North County over South Iron. You're listening to J98's coverage of the Central Christmas Tournament.
Real service from a real person. You get that and affordable rates from State Farm. Don't trust just anyone to insure your car. Trust good neighbor State Farm agent Matt Woods in Hillsboro. Cut rate car insurance may sound great, but are you really getting the protection and service that you need? With State Farm, you get an agent you can depend on and an insurance company you can trust. For real service from a real person, see State Farm agent Matt Woods in Hillsboro at 636-789-3532.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Matt Greenwood and Greg Armbruster with you at Central High School, home of the Rebels. hosting North County and South Iron here to start the fourth quarter. It's the Raiders up 46-37, and they will inbound the ball, will North County. From the near side midcourt, it's Kikek with a bounce pass to Parker in the backcourt now crossing the timeline. Parker, right-handed dribble, picks it up. Bounce pass to his right to Sprinkle. Sprinkle bounce pass left to Parker, passes up the left wing three. Back to Sprinkle. Sprinkle drives towards the elbow, gives it up to Hubbard. Hubbard all the way into the paint, loses the ball from behind. Loose ball picked up by Cornell. Cornell nearly fouled from behind, gets it instead to Rubel. Rubel finds Tim. Tim to Hovis. Hovis, left side of the floor. That's far side for us. South Iron moving from left to right. Hovis still with the ball. Now picks up his dribble. Trying to get it to Tim Mays. Can't do so. Good denial by Sprinkle. Forced to get it up to Cornell instead. Cornell to Rubel. Rubel left side of the floor to Hovis. Hovis passes up the three-point try. All the way to the bucket. Draws the foul. Shot will not fall, however. But Hovis to the line for two.
Yeah, smart play by Hovis to realize you have the advantage. Well, the gent that is guarding you, you are the guard. He is the de facto center slash forward in Hunter Johnson. So you know you've got to put it on the floor and go past him.
First free throw from Hovis is good.
That's going to be a big thing to get South Iron back into this. They've got to be good at the free throw line with a foul 7-4, 7 for North County.
Second free throw high off the iron. Cornell comes down with the offensive rebound and the spin around putback.
Real fast start out of the gates for the Panthers.
Back down to a six-point lead for the Raiders. South Iron has yet to lead in this contest. They've been tied at 27. Sprinkle gets a screen from distance and takes his shot, misses, long rebound, comes out to him, and then he traveled with it.
Yeah, he went to hop through the lane as soon as he caught his own rebound and just toe-tapped for a second, but that specific thing, when he's taking those outside shots, he's getting a lot of his long rebounds. Everybody's packed into the paint.
And that's not where they should be playing defense against this North County team. Should not be packing the paint. North County's been able to hit from distance all night. Johnson blocks Rubel's shot from behind. And then his right foot, Johnson's right foot, was out of bounds.
You hear the boo birds. Everybody thought it was a foul. Nope. I love the crowd sometimes, man.
Rubel to inbound it from underneath his own basket. Gets it into the corner for Jake Mays. Cross court to Rubel. Right wing three is good. Assist to Jake.
That one rattled home. And it's a ball game, B's and G's.
46-43. North County with the lead and the ball moving from right to left. Kikek beyond the arc. Hands it off to Sprinkle. Passes up the three. Settles for the free throw jumper. No good. High rebound. Tipped out to Rubel. Rubel will run. Takes on Hubbard. Hubbard, great defense. Forced a shot away from the basket. Cornell misses the tip in. Johnson for North County taking it 1-on-4. High off the glass, no good. Jumping up and putting the rebound shot off the backboard was Parker. He missed it. And a wrist grab on Cornell.
That'll put him at the front end of a 1-and-1. Yeah, that's 8. They're going to say that wasn't. There's no way. Yeah, okay, now they're bringing the ball down. I was so confused for a second. I was like, no way you can. All right. Okay, I was right.
It's all that matters.
Maybe.
Well, it matters that the referees get it right.
True.
I mean, if they don't get it right, then.
I had to correct myself to correct my correction to correct my corrected correction.
The 1-and-1 missed by Cornell. Rebound to Parker for the Raiders. Parker finds the right guy at Sprinkle, left wing. Draws a double team briefly, now pulls it back out. Cross-court pass to Parker, right wing. North County moving from right to left. Top of the key is Sprinkle. Sprinkle with a nice little dish to Kikek. His shot blocked from behind by Cornell. Cornell chases a loose ball into the far corner. What do we have here? It will be South Iron basketball. The back of Kikek laying up against that far corner out of bounds line.
They've got to have a better trip down the floor this time, does South Iron. It was a very ill-advised shot from Rubel last time.
Just when he thought North County could pull away when they were up 44-35, South Iron has answered, and they have a chance to tie it up. Rubel from straight away passes up the three-point try. Hubbard on him. Now Rubel dribbles to his left, finds Cornell, left corner baseline. Cornell doesn't want the ball, gets it to Tim. Tim with the jumper from inside the free throw line, pulls the Panthers within one.
Jab steps his defender from the elbow, crosses between the legs, step back 15-foot pull-up. Nasty.
Raiders desperate for some points. Sprinkle couldn't pull the ball off his right hip. Passes up the shot. Passes it instead to Chandler. Chandler misses his shot. South Iron, a chance to take their first lead of the game. Jake Mays, top of the key, dribbles to his right, settles for the 15-foot jumper from the elbow, no good. Sprinkle with a rebound for the Raiders, 4:40 to play in period number four. Nick Parker left all alone on the right wing. Sprinkle is not looking to get it to him. Instead, he gets a screen from Kikek, launches it, and misses high off the back iron. Selfish play right there. South Iron again, a chance to take the lead. Rubel from straight away, short. Had the nice spin on it, just a little too much. Sprinkle with a rebound for North County. Pushes the ball up ahead, a long pass into the front court. Near side corner, and from our vantage point, knocked out of bounds by Garrett Hovis, and the officials agree.
Yeah, Hovis trying to track that one down for it, went out of bounds. He really didn't need to, but there's a couple of things that you could say really didn't need to for the past couple of offensive trips for South Iron.
46-45. We'll take a 30-second pause in the action. North County hanging on to that one-point lead with 4:16 to go in this ballgame on J98.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
The Central Christmas Tournament brought to you by J&M Auto Repair and Auto Body in Park Hills, Quality Transportation in Pilot Knob, and Hillsborough R3 School District. The score coming out of the timeout by South Iron is 46-45 in favor of the Raiders. I'm Matt Greenwood, alongside me Greg Armbruster. Third and final game for the J98 broadcast team. This evening, we will have three more for you tomorrow night, beginning at 5:15. Our first matchup there will be number 7, Perryville, and number 10, St. Genevieve. But we got this one to worry about. North County with the ball out of the South Iron timeout, moving from right to left, Sprinkle near midcourt. Crossover dribble on Tim Mays, all the way to the bucket, left-handed shot, good. Cornell late on the defense.
I can't imagine he anticipated Sprinkle driving.
First points of the fourth quarter for North County. And it's Hovis all the way to the bucket and a loose ball foul after the missed shot. And it's called on South Iron.
Yeah, for South Iron, now you have just that one foul to give before you hit 6. They sit at 5, North County 8.
Under 4 to play, 3:45 to be exact. Double team near midcourt. Sprinkle breaks it. Finds Chandler in the front court, and easiest traveling call of all time. Hunter Johnson gets called for it.
We have seen so much of that today. Guess they didn't ask for, you know, a big break for Christmas.
Yeah, that was, and he was so wide open, too. Sometimes you just scratch your head. South Iron with 3.5 to go, have a chance to tie it up. No, they go to the bucket. Rubel with an errant shot. Rebound to North County, 2-on-1. Sprinkle wants it. He takes it and finishes it. And now a timeout called by Coach Palmer of the Raiders. 3:20 to play in this fourth quarter. We'll take another 30-second pause in the action. 50-45, North County on top.
Hi, neighbor. Brr. Well, it looks like winter's here.
Yep, you have your house ready for the snowflakes that are getting ready to fall? You know, weather stripping around your windows and doors? Add heat tapes to your pipes?
No, but I sure need to.
Well, you better hurry on over to Potosi Lumber for all your winterizing products. They carry everything you need, from snow shovels to generators and everything in between.
There is still time to prepare for harsh winter weather at Potosi Lumber, Highway 21, Potosi.
.320 left in this ball game. The tightest contest that we have had so far this evening. The North County Raiders lead at 50-45. Largest lead of the game for North County, if I remember correctly, was 9.
Correct.
And it's been tied at 27-27. Other than the 0-0 tie to begin the game, that's the only time these two teams have been tied. South Iron has never led.
And really, the way that things unfold, it was 46-45. And South Iron three trips down the floor, took highly contested layups from the same spot on the floor and came up empty all three times.
So the clock starts. It is Austin Rubel with eight in the game, bringing the ball up the floor. His team trails by five. Tim Mays over to Hovis. Hovis from inside the arc knocks it down from about 12 feet.
He had time enough to write down an equation to figure out how much effort he needed in that shot.
And in the backcourt, Nick Parker nearly loses it, and an unnecessary foul is going to be called on Tim Mays, and that's going to be South Iron's sixth team foul, which means one more, and that will put the Raiders on the line, which at this stage in the game might not be a bad thing.
The worst thing in the world in sports is a free throw contest to decide a game.
Well, it might just happen, Greg.
I know.
So here we go. Hayden Sprinkle, left wing, picks up his dribble. Actually, he didn't. He never dribbled it first. Now he dribbles and picks it up. Finds Hubbard. Hubbard, right side of the floor. Hands it off to Brian Chandler, who has not had anything going offensively so far this evening after putting up 18 in the Mac Rotary Shootout a couple of weekends ago. Here's Hayden Sprinkle from the top of the key, taking it all the way to the hoop.
They're starting to respect him out to the three-point line and giving him isolation. He's making his defender pay for it.
Tim Mays dribbles behind the back with the right hand over to the left. Now picks it up. Finds Hovis top of the key. 52-47. North County on top. Now Jake Mays with it. Cross-court pass to Rubel. Rubel from the left wing with Hubbard on him. And a pass to Tim Hayes to the knees. Stolen by Sprinkle. Up ahead. Lays it high off the glass and in.
Great job by Hayden to realize he had another defender trailing. Just stopped and hesitated for a second before going up.
Tim Hayes picks up his dribble. Tried to find Hovis. Turned it over. Sprinkle ahead to Nick Parker. One on none, and Parker is fouled from behind. He'll go to the line.
That's about an 8-point swing, all facilitated and started by Hayden Sprinkle. Defensively, offensively, facilitating. He's really, really developed into a nice player. I mean, he was a great shooter, but now he's starting to develop that all-around game.
Sprinkle with the same number of three-pointers made as two-pointers made, 5 and 5.
I am not surprised by that at all.
You know, I tried to be clever there, and I messed that up. 6 2-point field goals for Hayden Sprinkle, 5 three-pointers. Still impressive. Free throws no good from Parker, both of them. 1:40 to play, South Iron trailing by 7, moving from left to right. Rubel, top of the key, dribbles to the right side of the floor. Left-hand pass to Tim Mays. Tim to Hovis from the left elbow from about 8 feet. It's good, and a timeout called by Coach Dusty Dinkins. We'll take that timeout with him. 1:26 to play in this contest. North County 54, South Iron 49. You're listening to coverage of the Central Christmas Tournament on J98.
Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health is an integrated co-occurring mental health and substance abuse service provider with offices throughout the region. Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health can help if you're worried that someone you love might have a mental or substance abuse problem and don't know what to do. Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health is accredited by the Commission on the Accreditation for Rehabilitation Facilities. Visit cmobh.org for free confidential online screenings. For more information, call 1-800-455-5749. That's 1-800-455-5749.
Matt Greenwood and Greg Armbruster with you at the Central Christmas Tournament. Game 4 of the first round, but the third one on J98's coverage. Brought to you by Sam Sism, Ford, Lincoln, and Farmington, Boyer Lumber in Potosi, and Goggins Drilling in Park Hills. Also, the Valley R6 School District in Caledonia. Coach Dinkins called the timeout. He has 0 left on the board as the South Iron Panthers trail it 54-49. And here comes the thing that Greg abhors the most, and that's a free throw contest.
Let's hope not.
Well, we'll see. 5-point lead for North County with the ball. 1:20 to go. 17 fouls on South Iron, which means two more fouls, or the next two fouls, will continue to be one-on-ones. Approaching 60 seconds left. 1:10 to be exact. North County still with the ball. Sprinkle out towards midcourt, and now the foul is called.
And it begins.
And it will be Tim Mays' fourth foul.
Ooh, that's big. And another thing to think about there is Hayden Sprinkle, the last guy you probably want to put at the free throw line.
And he missed it and got his own rebound, but a lane violation or an over-the-back foul. What's the call? It's over-the-back foul. The fact that he still even got the ball.
Right.
It's terrible.
There were no North County Raiders in the lane. So let's go to the other end and shoot free throws if you want to.
Austin Rubel, yeah, he'll take free shots at the rim. And he knocks down the first one.
I'm telling you, free throws, it's so ironic because they are anything but free for both of these teams. They've got to be good at the line.
Rubel, second free throw, finds the bottom of the net the good way. 54-51. North County hanging on to a three-point lead. They've led by as much as nine. South Islanders never led. Under a minute to play. Trapped on the right side. Sprinkle splits the double team, and there's a foul. Is it on Tim or is it on Jake?
I saw number one come up. He's done.
Yep, Tim Mays is done for the game. That's his fifth personal foul. And that's a big bummer for the Panthers.
It is. That's your guy that's been able to get through the lane, been able to dribble drive. He's done a great job on the defensive end. And with a three-point game, they don't have him.
Again, no one down in the blocks for North County for the rebound, but they don't need him as Sprinkle knocks it down. 28 in the game for Sprinkle. We'll see if he can eclipse that 30-point mark. He's 1 point closer to it. 29 in the game. 56-51. South Iron, they trail. They have the ball moving from left to right, and they have no timeouts. No bailout timeouts if there's a loose ball. Sam Ivy from inside the free throw line with the jumper. Clock rolls. North County to inbound it. In the backcourt, Sprinkle. 34 seconds left. Sprinkle splits three defenders all the way into the front court. Finds Chandler high off the glass and good. Brian Chandler with six in the game. 24 seconds to go. South Iron coast to coast. And Cornell had a shot blocked from behind, but there's a foul called and a few boos to that one.
And that puts South Iron in the double, 22.4. Well, these next 22, well, really, let's talk about the free throws first. Let's just let it happen. These are huge.
Can Cornell handle the pressure? Not so much on that first one. Just kind of rolled off. Took its time to roll off. Got to be prepared for that offensive rebound. No one setting up in the backcourt defensively for South Iron. Makes perfect sense that they wouldn't. Second free throw, ooh, short. Touched the rim about three times. It finally falls into the hands of Sprinkle. South Iron must foul. 17 seconds. There it is. Rubel picks it up.
Big time misses on the opposite end of the floor.
Beg your pardon, Ivy picks up the foul.
Cornell struggling from the line here in the second half. Missed the front end of a 1-1. Missed the first opportunity for South Iron in the double.
Sprinkle with that free throw. Now has 30 points in this ballgame.
He's just over here tickling twine from the free throw line.
Sprinkle had 3 points at the end of the first 8 minutes. He's reeled off 28 now as he knocks down that second free throw in the last 23 minutes and 45 seconds. 60-53, South Iron. They trail with the ball moving from left to right. Rubel, left wing pass to Hovis, and he misses off the back iron. The short rebound to Kikek, who tried to find Sprinkle. Ball knocked away out of bounds.
Put it in the fridge.
It will be North County basketball. Kikek with 4.8 seconds to go will inbound it as Hunter Johnson makes his way back towards Coach Palmer. The pass to Sprinkle into the front court to Hubbard, and there goes the buzzer. Very, very tight contest throughout. Minus one big 9-point lead for North County. South Iron, the best they could do was tied up at 27-27, but it's the Raiders that pull this one out, and the 5 seed advances to take on the 4 seed DeSoto on Wednesday. The final score again here, North County 60 and South Iron 53. Myself and Greg Armbruster will be back with some postgame coverage of the Central Christmas Tournament on J98.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Vicki Crocker with Vicki Crocker Realty is proud to serve St. Francis and surrounding counties and is dedicated to serving all your real estate needs. Vicki Crocker is friendly, knowledgeable, and professional. Vicki Crocker Realty can provide you with up-to-date listings, including foreclosures, as well as information to sell your home in today's market. So call Vicki Crocker Realty today at 747-8099 or stop by her office in Deloge in the Green Tree Shopping Center. That's Vicki Crocker Realty.
Welcome back in to the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse. All of the first-round games have come to a close. We just saw the final game of Day 1 come to an end with North County, the 5, topping South Iron, the 12, at 60-53. Welcome into our Cole's Tractor and Equipment post-game show. The head coach of the South Iron Panthers, Dusty Dinkins. Coach, tell me a little bit about what you saw from your coach's chair that put you on the short side of this one.
Well, we started off the game pretty flat offensively, and you know, they jumped out to a nice lead on us, and we had to dig ourselves out of a hole, and that was a tough task for us. But in the second half, we started to do some things a little bit better and defended and rebounded. Then offensively, we were able to make some shots, and we just made some poor decisions down late and really didn't get those defensive stops and let them get to the basket late, and that really was the difference in the game.
It seemed like you guys would be on the doorstep, almost about to take the lead for the first time in the contest, and then there would be an ill-advised shot or just an errant pass. What do you do about correcting that? I know you got a pretty youthful team, but what's the approach there?
They're going to have to figure it out. You know, they're the ones with the basketball in their hands. They're the ones making the plays, and, you know, it just comes down to preparation and practice, and you're going to have to go hard in practice. You're going to have to work hard and push yourself in practice, and then you'll be able to do it in the game. And, you know, we have not gotten as a consistent effort in practice as we would have liked, and you know, that's gonna show during the game setting. So, you know, these guys are doing some good things. I'm proud of them. We just, you know, we're just gonna have to eliminate some more mistakes. But overall, you know, they hung right in there, and we almost pulled one out, but close is not good enough.
Yeah, you're right. This is neither horseshoes nor hand grenades. One thing that I thought was interesting watching a team that you've coached, you're always very fundamentally sound. It seems like you got a little bit away from that in pressure situations tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were not handling the ball cleanly. Those fundamentals are just lacking at times. You know, just handling the basketball and passing and catching and those types of things. Those are things that have to improve if you're going to be able to run good offense and you're going to be able to get good shots. So, you know, that's something we're going to try to keep improving upon, and hopefully the guys keep their head up and keep working.
You slide left into the bracket. Your next matchup tomorrow afternoon. It's against Crystal City, and you have a chance to see them before their game ended today?
No, just tonight. You know, we got some film on them, and, you know, we'll have to regroup and try to put a game plan together and come out and bring some energy. So we'll have to see what happens.
I know that if I ask, you're going to say, well, first and foremost, we have to focus on South Iron. So what is the focus for tomorrow?
Well, it's been the same thing all year long. We have to cut down turnovers. We have to take care of the basketball and find good shots and then have a defensive energy and just a decision that we want to guard and we want to rebound. That's all it is. On the defensive end and rebounding, it's guys, you know, that have the will to do that, and we have to show that will a little bit more.
Coach, I appreciate you coming up on our Cole's Tractor Equipment postgame, and best of luck against Crystal City tomorrow.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Once again, the head coach of the South Iron Panthers, Coach Dusty Dinkins, joining us on our postgame show. They fall tonight in the tightest contest of the first round on the boys' bracket, the final score, 60-53. And as you heard from Coach Dinkins, several opportunities for them to break through and climb over the hurdle, and things really kind of unraveled, and they're going to slide to the left. They'll take on a Crystal City team tomorrow afternoon in what should be a pretty thrilling matchup. While we have a little bit of time, I want to talk about not only tomorrow, but the rest of this tournament. Tomorrow, We will bring three games your way again tomorrow. Our first broadcast game will be the 7-10 matchup with a 5:30 tip as the Perryville Pirates get set to take on the St. Genevieve Dragons. We will then go to our defending champions in our second contest as the third-seeded Central Rebels will take on the 14 in Herculaneum. Tomorrow night we'll close out with the West County Bulldogs taking on the Arcadia Valley Tigers in what I would say would theoretically be a rematch from the Thanksgiving tournament. Those two teams never met in the Thanksgiving tournament, so that'll be the first time that they square off this season. So quickly to recap, it's Perryville taking on St. Genevieve, Central against Herculaneum, and West County and Arcadia Valley for our three broadcast games tomorrow. And it's Wednesday. That is the day full of basketball. We'll have girls semifinals Wednesday. Two games there. And then we'll have a stretch of four boys quarterfinal games back to back to back. A whole lot of backs in between those. But six games nonetheless. So as our Coles Tractor and Equipment postgame show does continue, we'll welcome into the postgame show the head coach of the North County Raiders, Coach Jimmy Palmer, as he makes his way down Media Row. Coach Palmer, welcome into the postgame show, and congrats on a hard-fought victory over South Iron.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I knew going into the game, in my opinion, South Iron's much better than the 12th seed. I knew that going into the seed meeting and going into the game tonight. Scrappy bunch. They play hard. They're well-coached. You know, any time you're sitting across the floor from Dusty Deakins, you got to be worried. He does a great job with his group year in and year out. And, you know, we had to battle till the end. Just thank God we got the job done.
Yeah, you're exactly right saying that South Iron, maybe not your typical 12, but the 5-12 matchup, regardless if it's Christmas or March, it always is an interesting one. You guys prevail tonight. And one thing that I've got to ask you about is the development of Hayden. I mean, he had the outside shot. We all know his range is the floor. But the things that he was doing tonight that were off the charts was the facilitating, and his eyes are always scanning the floor. How much has he developed from a year ago?
Oh, he's a great basketball player. You know, he eats, sleeps, and breathes the game. He's always in the gym. He's got a great work ethic. And, you know, it's hard when you're Lance Sprinkle's son and my brother-in-law not to – love the game of basketball. So he does a great job for us, you know, whether he's running the point or running the two, does whatever we need him to do, and gets his teammates involved.
Something that really helps you guys is finding other people to find their outside shot. You have Hubbard hitting some outside shots. You have Parker hitting some outside shots. And when you play a Dusty Dinkins team, you kind of have to stretch the defense out and do something different every other time down the floor.
Yeah, I had a feeling we were going to see some kind of, you know, some type of junk defense from them. They were able to sag off a few of our guys. But, you know, we still had some key role players that didn't shoot the ball great tonight. You know, Hubbard's a lot better shooter than what he showed tonight. He was hot, you know, there to start the game, but then went on a little cold streak. And then, you know, Hunter Johnson, he's a lot better shooter than what he's showing right now from our first four games. So if we can pull everybody along, you know, to play to their ability, we'll be a force to reckon with. Hopefully it happens sooner than later.
As a coach, having a game like this to use as a tool where things didn't go well, you still get the W, pretty good teaching experience in a situation like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I told the guys at halftime I was kind of being a little bit of a prick and sarcastic, but I said, you know, you guys can keep using the excuse. You've only played three games. Go ahead. That's fine. Everybody will understand. But, you know, we can't use that anymore. We've got to play how we practice. We've been doing a great job of executing in practice, but we got to carry it over to a game. And I do think, with that being said, that the more we play, the better we're going to get. We're just that type of team. And hopefully we show that, because we're not going to have very much rest here in the second half of the season.
It sounds like for you guys, you got a group that hates to lose. You just had to remind them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once again, the head coach of the North County Raiders, Jimmy Palmer, you advance on to take on a DeSoto team. Any early thoughts about the Dragons?
They're very athletic. You know, Tice, he's one of the better post players in the area. Runs the floor extremely well. Can finish, extremely athletic, and very physical. So, we struggled with the Cornell kid tonight, so hopefully come Wednesday we can do a little bit better job of defensive rebounding and just guarding in the post in general.
Coach, I appreciate you coming on our post game.
congrats on having probably the coolest Christmas gift anybody in this building could have had.
Absolutely. Got a little baby girl at home, and I'm excited to get home to her.
All right. We won't hold you any more than that. Coach, I appreciate it. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
Once again, that's the head coach of the North County Raiders, Jimmy Palmer, joining us on our Coles Tractor and Equipment postgame show. We will take a 30-second pause and put a stamp on it when we come back on J98.
The administration at Perryville School District 32 would like to show their support to all of their athletes. The Perryville School District commends their athletes and coaches for being dedicated and committed to doing their best. The district wants you to practice hard, play hard, but study harder. Remember, teamwork and determination will take you far. Best of luck in the future from everyone at Perryville School District. Have a safe and successful year.
Welcome back into the Coles Tracker Equipment postgame show on J98 from the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse in Park Hills. Day one of the 61st annual Bob Sechrest Jr. Central Christmas Tournament. It's in the books. For the ladies bracket, it went chalk all the way through. From the top down, it was chalk. The same goes for the boys bracket. Chalk from the start to finish. It started off this opening day with Arcadia Valley defeating Potosi. St. Genevieve topped Fredericktown. It was South Iron over DeSoto, and Central beating Bismarck, all to advance out of the first round in the girls' bracket. In the boys' bracket, Hillsboro beats Fredericktown 63-31. The Hawks will take on the Potosi Trojans, who advanced with a 59-41 victory over the ninth-seeded Festus Tigers. We shifted to DeSoto, who put up the highest point total of the contest so far. It was DeSoto 92, Crystal City held to 50. We just closed out the final game of the night that saw the North County Raiders top the South Iron Panthers 60-53. Coverage continues tomorrow from the Central Christmas Tournament on J98. We'll start with a 5:15 pregame show. We'll get started with the 7:10 matchup as Perryville takes on St. Genevieve. That'll be followed by the 3 versus the 14 as the defending champion Central Rebels meet up with the 14th-seeded Herculaneum Black Cats. We'll close out day 2's broadcast with a 6:11 as the West County Bulldogs meet up with the Arcadia Valley Tigers. That will do it for our opening day broadcast from the Central Christmas Tournament. For Evan Thurman, engineering and operating back at the studios, for Matt Greenwood alongside the broadcast, and a thank you to all of our sponsors. We'll be back tomorrow night. So till next time, I'm Greg Armbruster. You be good or be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow night.